gentlemen. Our phone number is 877-488-5350. Now, we do have people waiting on the phone, but let's make sure that everyone understands that the reason we're different than people in other countries because we come from different cultures. And there are differences between those cultures. Now, religion differences part of molding the culture, not just religion, but also there are some norms to each culture and each society that might be looked upon as abnormal in other societies. You know, like for instance, you can have some girl going into the 7-Eleven stores here wearing bikinis and no one would even pay attention. You have somebody who would go wearing that in a Muslim country, and you will have all kind of reactions to that. You probably have everybody taking off their jackets and, you know, trying to cover her because it does not, that culture does not accept that. Another difference is, you know, Hollywood can make all the movies it wants about Jesus and his mother. Probably no one will pay attention. You know, probably the devout Christians, the certain churches might go in front of the movie theater and hold signs saying, you know, but that's about the reaction that you're going to get here. I doubt if you're going to get people who will be so angry, and it happened before. You know, Hollywood made many movies against Christianity, many movies against Jesus. They depicted Jesus in many, many roles that Christians would be very angry. But the most they will do is go out there, hold signs on the side of the streets, and say, hey, look, we don't like this movie. Well, it's different when it comes to Muslims. Muslims will die protecting the name of their religions. They will die protecting the name of their Prophet Muhammad. Now, should we look at them as backwards or, well, maybe they look at us in the United States as, well, look, they did this thing about Jesus and you did not do anything. Well, that's different mentalities, different upbringing, different cultures. And those who made this movie in the United States, they did not make it for the American audience. Because the American audience would have said, stupid. They would not even see it. And you know what? They showed it back in July. It came out in July. No one paid attention to it. But then they dubbed it into Arabic. And somebody understands the mentality of the Muslims. And that's the whole thing. This whole thing came out to get the reaction that you are seeing for a reason, for a damn good reason. And this same somebody, the Zionists, who wanted the Muslims, who wanted the Americans to fight their wars for them, they wanted to destroy the Arab countries. They wanted to destroy Iran. They wanted to destroy all these. You know, they're the ones who actually wanted to destroy Iraq because they did say that removal of Saddam Hussein regime is an Israeli objective in its own right. It was written in the Clean Break document that Richard Pearl and Douglas Feith and others wrote. Those who became with very important policy-making positions in the first Bush administration that actually took us to war against Iraq, a country that did not do us any harm, a country who was under siege, under boycott for 12 years, 500,000 children died in Iraq due to malnutrition and lack of medicine, but yet they convinced us because of false evidence appearing real, fear, They played that fear factor against us, against the people of the United States, and the people of the United States, they went along with it. Just like the reaction of Muslims around the world, they played this, they know what reaction they want to get, and they got the reaction they want, because they want you in the United States seeing these angry Muslims burning the flag of the United States, screaming. And you know what? I saw Newsweek, the new one. You know, they go find the ugliest Muslim around, screaming. Someone that if you look at his picture, you will just probably have a heart attack. And they put him on the cover page, the cover of the Newsweek. So isn't that indoctrinating Americans to actually hate these people? So when we send our boys and girls to shoot them and kill them, we feel good about it? Isn't that the reaction they're trying to get out of you? Aren't they building you to accept thousands, maybe millions of Muslims dying in the next 2 or 3 years? Weren't they trying to get a reaction out of you that it's okay to go and bomb the hell out of Iran and destroy it? Let's go to the phones with Ramsey in Canada on line 3. Ramsey.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I was just going to say, like, what... I was going to ask about your thoughts about that movie that they're going to make, but you already said... you already talked about the movie. And, sir, what's happening here is just the same thing that happened... 5-6 years ago when they published the cartoons when the Prophet Muhammad is like a terrorist or a bomber. Mm-hmm. So it's the same tactic. They want to do this and instigate and inflame a lot of hatred, and then the media would say, oh look, just like the way you explained it, like they would get the reaction and then they would show the ugliest Muslim and then they would say, oh look, Muslims are all violent, Muslims are all this. And that's their game. And so another thing, like regarding the person you talked about who got sentenced to prison for 31 years, like this is this has been planned up for many years. That what the government is doing against the Muslim community or people who speak against the United States and Israel, stuff like that. So people have to watch out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
okay. Well, you know, you're right. And you know, with this film and these reactions, and it all goes along. You know, she did mention that they moved the trial to a small town, and a small town, North Carolina. I can't imagine what they thought about Muslims. I can't imagine what they thought about people who look like her son. And, you know, you're guilty right out the gate.
Yes.
And
sir, another thing. Go ahead.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You know, they don't need really reasons to convict a Muslim in the West. You were born criminal because you were born a Muslim. That's how it is. Just like when Israelis were killing babies, and they said, well, those babies are going to grow up to be fighters. Thanks, Ramsey. You're going to have to move on. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to John in Michigan on line 2. John. Okay, John dropped. Well, he's been holding for a while. So, John, if you would like to call us back, and we will talk to you. You know, it's amazing People can't say anything about Muslims. They are persecuting them left and right, putting them in prison for doing nothing. And even though, now remember, even though they are American citizens, and supposedly we do have a constitution, and supposedly that constitution does protect the rights of everyone. Remember, we are in a republic. And a republic, everybody's rights are guaranteed by the Constitution. But the Constitution is only a blank piece of paper, like George Bush have said. And if someone would do a movie about the Holocaust, and would, I guarantee you, anywhere in Europe, he will be imprisoned. Over here, the anti-Semitism and the anti-Semite charge will be labeled against him, and he will be destroyed. Just by talking about the Holocaust, which is not a religion. Denying the Holocaust in many countries around the world, and it's not a religion. It's an event, a disputed event, that historians have basically disagreed. And this was only 40 years ago, 60 years ago, when it supposedly took place. So it wasn't long, and they are disputing the facts, but you cannot dispute the facts or you go to jail about the Holocaust. No one talks about that. But yet, with YouTube, actually, you know, you try to put something hateful on YouTube, and one last, you know, a couple of people sending YouTube messages saying, hey, this is hateful. They will take it off completely. They will shut it down. They actually shut down my some of my YouTube videos, especially one that talked about John Kennedy being killed by the Israelis, by the Zionists. Even though I showed evidence in what I'm on what I based my theory on, it was taken out. It was shut down. Now, it's still on through different accounts, but they shut down the first account that we put that on. And when we did some episodes about what Israel has done in Gaza, remember in 2008, 2009, when they killed 1,300 civilians, mainly women and children, and we did some programs about them, and we put it on YouTube. It was taken out. But a stupid movie that caused so much trouble in the world, YouTube did not take it out. Finally, a couple of days ago, after all these riots and after all these people who have died, they removed it from some countries like Egypt and Tunisia and Morocco. Because these countries requested it. These countries threatened YouTube, you either take it or we going to put a ban on YouTube in our countries. So they're why? Because YouTube is part of the formula. YouTube is owned by Zionists, just like Google is, just like everything in the internet. Don't think they are only controlling ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox, MSNBC. CBN, ESPN, no. They are also controlling the internet. We know who owns YouTube. We know who owns Google. We know who owns Twitter. We know who owns all these services. They're nothing but Zionists. And that's why, because they are part of the planning. They kept it. They kept this movie on. You got to ask yourself, why didn't YouTube remove the video? Oh, well, it's free, really free speech. What about all these videos that they're removing all over the place? You try to put something on YouTube and have a couple of your friends just send YouTube messages saying, hey, this is inciting hatred against people. They will take it right away. And they will send you a warning. And if you do it again, they're going to shut down your account. But this guy does this, and his trailer is still on YouTube. Anyway, so what do these Muslims want? Rioting. By the way, I'm totally against that. I am totally against that. But that's how this culture is, and whoever planned that knows that. And all, by the way, the American ambassador in Libya, even though the United States government is trying to say that this was a reaction to what happened, no, it was not. This was planned. The killing of the American president was planned. Look at what happened to Libya. Libya right now is a divided country. It does not have an army. After it had an army, it had a strong army that was actually holding the country together for 42 years. Just like Iraq had an army for 35 years, just like all of them. Now, Libya does not have an army to protect even their cities. Now, you want to tell me what kind of democracy did we send these people? Libya is on the verge of being divided. And we told you this before even Libya. You know, when this thing with Tunisia and Egypt, and then they went to Libya, we told you. We told you they want to divide it according to their plan that they wrote back in early 1980s. Israel said, we'll be right back.